Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Just after 4:30 on a Thursday afternoon, Kimbo on the Rooch with you. Thanks to our good friends at Hyundai. The Hyundai Tucson, tomorrow's SUV, in stock now. Massive game coming up for Adelaide United tomorrow night, Rooch. They take on the Western Sydney Wanderers at 7:15 at Combank Stadium. The team's about to board a flight, and we've been lucky enough to have a chat to a Socceroo now, Rooch.
Yes.
He made his debut on Tuesday.
Congratulate.
Goalkeeper for United, Joey Gauchi. Congratulations, Joe, on Tuesday night.
Cheers, boys. Appreciate it. Good to join you again.
How were the nerves?
Yeah, look, I think when Arnie told me, I was very nervous. And it was a bit of a surreal moment, and definitely, you know, I was actually with Goody. We were sitting in the hotel down in the lobby when Arnie came and sat with us and told me. And yeah, I just sort of sat there in silence for a little bit, but once those initial nerves sort of cleared, it was just more excitement to ready to go out there and, you know, play for my country.
So when did he tell you again? How long before the game?
It was Monday afternoon,
okay.
So the day before the game. So I was able to speak to my family and let them know and, you know, kind of, I think, mentally prepare. So it was good to hear early. It was allowed me to, you know, mentally get over the nerves and just get ready to go out and play.
Well, you didn't look nervous. I watched most of the first half. I think there were four or five brilliant saves, so that would have got your confidence up and about.
Yeah, no, it was good to get touches early. You know, if the game went on 30, 40 minutes, I haven't really made a save or touched the ball, it would have been, you know, the nerves probably would have started to kick in. But I think Ecuador came out hot. They came out the blocks really fast and pressed us high and had some chances early, which, you know, gave me some saves and a few touches of the ball with my feet. So, you know, I was involved early in the game, which was nice.
Joe, now that you've got the experience in the bag, what is it about an international that you can never prepare for? What have you learnt that no matter what you did, you could never have prepared for that moment?
I think just, you know, there's watching the A-League, you get to know the players and you get to know maybe, you know, habits that they have or particular players and their traits, and, you know, their strongest foot and things like that. Whereas, you know, coming against Ecuador, their players, a majority of them I'd never heard of. And, you know, they're new players in the squad that, you know, we didn't have any information on, things like that.
Yeah.
So I guess that's something that's quite unpredictable, especially in a friendly. We don't know what sort of, it's harder to predict their starting 11 because, you know, it's not always the strongest. So, yeah, that was something that I learned.
Joe, just out of curiosity for us, what was the pitch like? Because on TV, it looked like it wasn't the best sort of surface to play on.
Looked discoloured.
And patchy, too.
Yeah, I think it wasn't great. Obviously, there was a few games of footy on it over the weekend.
Yeah.
So, you know, those boys running around on it was chopped it up a little bit. But, no, I mean, it wasn't great, but it wasn't the worst I've played on, that's for sure.
Right, okay.
It was probably a little bit soft underfoot in some areas, but it was sort of like different patches of, it was like they had different types of grass on it, so you know, for footy it's not that big of a deal, but when you're trying to play football and you know, get good passing along
on the deck,
when it's uneven, it's a bit harder.
It didn't look great. Hey, we'll get on to tomorrow night's game very, very shortly, but did you feel a little bit more relaxed, like having Craig Goodwin there and even Irukunda?
Yeah, I think, you know, having boys that I, you know, share the pitch with every week was nice. You know, I was rooming with Goody as well, so he was able to, you know, just settle me. And it was just like any other game, really, sort of throughout the day. Obviously, there was a lot of South Australia as well and former teammates of mine from time that I spent at Central Coast in Melbourne City. So there was a lot of boys that I played with before. And, you know, the whole squad was really good, as well as Maddie and Redmayne as well. You know, they were super supportive of me throughout the day and leading into the game. So it just allowed me to go out there and not really focus so much on the occasion and more just of the game itself.
Now, we don't want to embarrass you, Joey, but this is a fairly meteoric rise. You were playing for West Torrens Bercala with my nephew, Tommy Dittmar, only, what, 5 years ago, and now you're playing for the Socceroos. Are you pinching yourself?
Yeah, I guess when you put it like that, yeah. No, I don't. I think in football you don't have that much time to really reflect and look back, but I guess, you know, over the last 5 years from when I was playing at Bercala to becoming a pro and, you know, having three clubs in three seasons and then sort of only breaking into the A-League 2 years ago, it's been a crazy journey to get to here. But, yeah, a lot of learning experiences along the way and I've definitely learned a hell of a lot. So, yeah, I'm hungry to continue and hopefully get more experiences over the next coming years.
Did you learn anything from Tommy Dittmar and Adam Lecornu? Because they're taking a lot of the credit for your meteoric rise.
Really?
I learned how to win games. I think that was, you know, when I was at Bercala, it was my first senior football experience. And when it was senior football, it's all about winning games and managing games. And it's not necessarily about playing pretty football sometimes. It's just about, you know, getting a scrappy result or keeping a clean sheet. So, it's definitely a fantastic year. And I mean, I was only 16 at the time. So to play with grown men and to learn a lot that first year was fantastic.
Joe, this is a nice appetizer for the finals. History would tell us Adelaide United, Western Sydney finish in draws, and a draw would actually keep you in second spot well ahead of Western Sydney. But do you think this is a game that is going to have a deadlock at the end of it, or is Western Sydney really going to charge it up for you?
Oh, I think they'll be ready to go. I mean, they're 3 points below us, and they'll, you know, everyone wants to, I think, you know, everyone's trying to chase Melbourne City and finish in that top spot. They're still catchable. But more importantly, going into finals, ideally you want to finish in the top two. That gives you the week off, and, you know, it's one less game to play in the final series. So those are the spots that, you know, are still up for grabs, and everyone below us wants to try and take them. So they'll be up for it on their home deck as well. So we're expecting that. We're hoping it doesn't end in a deadlock. And I think it is a real six-pointer, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know, if we're able to come away with 3 points, it really opens up that gap between us and the rest of the top six. So that's what we're eyeing off and looking to do tomorrow.
Yeah, you would get to 40 points. The closest anyone would be to you then is 34, even if Central Coast wins. So, yeah, you're right. It does give you a real comfort zone in second spot.
And the club's in rare form at the moment, 10-game undefeated streak. It looks like there could be a few changes to the squad. Can you tell us about Benny Halloran and Bernardo and Ben Wallen?
Yeah, they're all fit and ready to go. You know, I think even though I haven't been, you know, with the team, you know, still speaking to a lot of the boys, it's been a good opportunity for us to freshen players up. You know, it's a long season, the preseason as well. So, you know, a few boys that were maybe carrying a few things, they've been able to freshen their body up and get themselves right for the last final games of the regular season before we head to the finals. So I think it's come at a great time, and everyone's fit and ready to go.
And how's the coach? How's Carl? Has he calmed down?
Carl's guy. He's you know, he's passionate on the sidelines, but day to day through the week, he's always calm. So, you know, everyone sees the passion that he shows on the sideline, and maybe expects that's what he's like all the time. But he's has a very relaxed demeanour, and you know, he passes that on to the playing group.
Well, a little rumour: the swear jar smashed. It broke. It was chockers. You had to get a bucket for him.
He shows his passion, and, you know, I think at the end of the day, that's what you want to see in your coach. You want to see someone that's passionate, and, you know, he loves the club and puts everything in on the game day. And, you know, those are the traits that he tries to pass on to the players to give up and show passion for the club.
Has Carl's messaging changed at all because of the opportunity that's before you, or has he maintained consistency on what he's telling you?
He's maintained consistency throughout the whole year. You know, I guess through the positive patch we had before the World Cup, and then even the down patch we had, you know, post-World Cup, you know, and now into the run we've had over the last 2 months, his messaging remains the same. This is what those messages of, and the way we play football is what has got us into this position, so there's no need to change it at the end of the day. I think we've shown that what we do works, and we're going to continue in that manner.
Joey, you're a young man living the dream at the moment. You're only 22, aren't you?
22.
Very deep voice too. I said before about pinching yourself, though, but you're travelling around Australia playing professional sport. What's the preparation like? Have you found a routine yet? So what do you do tonight and before the game tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think my routine's constantly changing as I get older and learn different things. But when we get in, we'll be having dinner and some boys will get some treatment along with myself. You know, when you just work on parts of the body that may be sore, and it's always a great night's sleep. And then tomorrow's pretty relaxed. You know, we have breakfast, we have a nice team walk, we do some stretching and mobility, and then a little nap in the afternoon before we have our pre-match meal and head to the stadium. So it's a pretty relaxed time leading up to the game. And then, you know, a few caffeine gels and coffees and you get on a real high
caffeine
for the game
gels.
Along with the adrenaline. Yeah, and the adrenaline really gets you going. And so post-game, it's always difficult to sleep. Very, very relaxed during the day. And, you know, we have our routine and structured schedule for the day, but quite relaxed.
Okay, and just keep
everyone, I guess, ready to go for the game.
Yeah, that's interesting because we saw travel patterns change a hell of a lot during COVID, didn't we, Rich? And then there was a lot of conjecture about a lot of, in the AFL, clubs found it, players found it difficult when it was a night game and just trying to kill time for that day, and then some started flying in at lunchtime. But you're relaxed about it, so that's good. We wish you all the very best against the Wanderers tonight. It gets underway at 7:15 Adelaide time at CommBank Stadium. It's a big game. We'll be watching with great interest. We appreciate your time, Joey. Don't miss that plane.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
There he is, Joey Gauchy.
Tomorrow night.
Did I say
to get you some caffeine gels as well? See how that
goes. Did I say tonight? Did I? Yeah. Tomorrow night.
You were eager
I said
to get
tomorrow.
It going.
I said tomorrow earlier. What a mature young man.
Oh, absolutely. He's got the world in front of him.
22 years of age, representing his country.
And you know, the goalkeepers can have long careers, even though he notes it is a short time in sport, but they can go for a long time. So good luck to him.
We've spoken about the ladder in the A-League, Rich.
Yeah, they've got a big opportunity in this game.
We've never seen anything like it. No. Melbourne Victory sitting bottom, and still they're only, two games out of the top six.
Bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's massive for Adelaide United. We wish them all the very best.